friends, welcome back to a third of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be doing, I have written down 10 would you rather questions, and I'm going to be going to ask my family members them, and they are winter themed, and yes, I'm sorry I haven't done an episode of my podcast in over a month, but, so they are all winter themed. And this is going to be like a bonus episode because there's going to be 7 different guest stars in this. And so let's get started. Okay, so our first would you rather question is with my oldest sister, Jonna. How are you feeling today, Jonna?
I feel great.
And you may have, Jonna has been in a previous episode before, Books, Books, and More Books, so please go check that out. Jonna, pick a number 1 through 10.
6.
Okay, would you rather wear slippers or fuzzy socks?
Just in general or all the time?
Well, like, if your feet are cold, like mine are right now.
Fuzzy socks.
Okay, yeah. Fuzzy socks. Yeah.
Only if they have walruses on them, though.
Interesting. Okay. And I would probably choose slippers. All the slippers that I've gotten don't fit me anymore, so I really have to wear fuzzy socks. But yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to move on to the next question with the next guest star. And yeah, there are 10 questions. We only have 7 people, 6 people. So, Johnny, you might come back here later on in this episode. So let's move on to the next question. Okay, so question number 2 is with my brother-in-law, Joe. And, pick a number 1 through 10 that is not number 6.
Okay, I pick number 2.
Number 2, okay. Would you rather build a snowman or go sledding?
Oh, I would have thought growing up that I prefer to build a snowman because it seems really fun. And I think it can be fun. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, I'm going to get cold really fast.
Yeah.
My hands are going to get cold. So I'm going to say I'd rather sled. I know I'm still going to be cold while I sled, but at least then I don't have my hands in the snow the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do, JC?
I would probably go sledding. I like going sledding. I used to go sledding with my friends when I was little, but then someone fractured her finger.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
It's not without its dangers, but I think sledding would be my choice too.
Mm-hmm. And you guys may have noticed Joe. He's from the Would You Rathers 1 and 2. You guys can go check that out. And we're going to be moving on to our next question with the next guest star. So let's move on. Okay, so for question number 3, we have my mom, Jamie. And you guys may have noticed her from one of the devotional episodes. I do not know which one. I think it was week 1, maybe like 4 or 5. But, it would be one of those ones. So you guys can go check that one out. And, Mom, pick a number 1 through 10 that is not number 6 or 2.
3. 3?
Wait, I have a one. Can I choose it for you? Because I feel like you would do this one.
Okay.
Okay, I think she's going to choose tea. Would you rather have hot cocoa or hot tea?
Hot tea.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not really a tea fan, but yeah.
I just started liking tea within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Peach tea is probably my favorite. Or peppermint.
Yeah. Okay. So that was question number 3, and, well, that was number 5, technically, but, yeah, so we're gonna move on to our next question. Okay, so our next guest star is Caden. He is from the podcast Truth and Trials. You guys can go check that out. It's really good. Caden, you choose a number 1 through 10 that is not number 2, 5, or 6.
4.
4. Okay, your question. Would you rather decorate a gingerbread house or eat one?
I would rather eat one.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But decorating is fun, though.
Yeah. I've never eaten a gingerbread house. I'm not a huge gingerbread fan, so, yeah.
I've had my fair share of eating gingerbread houses.
Okay. Yeah. I actually decorated one a couple weeks ago. So,
oh, that sounds
yeah,
fun.
That was fun. You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, we are going to be going to the next question for probably my sister, Kaya. So let's move on. Okay, so our next guest star is my father, Corey. And so Dad, well, he's on the bike right now. So if it sounds like that, And you might also hear winds, because we're in the winter storm right now. So, yeah. So, Dad, pick a number 1 through 10 that is not number 2, 4, 5, or 6.
9.
9. Okay. Would you rather have a really tall Christmas tree or a really tiny one?
Tiny.
Why?
Because it's smaller than a tall tree.
Well, true, but...
I don't like big trees.
We literally have a big tree. Okay, well, yeah. So, that was question number 9. And we're going to be moving on to our next person, which is going to... Well, my sister's leaving, so I might just go interrupt her. Well, probably not. But, yeah. Okay, so for question number 6... Well, okay. Well, for the next question, my sister's sleeping and my other sister is at work. So I'm just going to answer a question for my other sister, what I think she would choose. So my other sister, Jory, I don't think she's been in one of these episodes, but I could probably be wrong. So I feel like Jory would choose number 1. Listen to Christmas music all year round or never? Okay, guys, Jory is a really festive person. I feel like she's gonna choose listen to Christmas music all year round. Because, like, yeah, that's what I would choose. I like Christmas music, but my sister Kaya does not like Christmas music. She's the one who's sleeping right now. And, yeah. So, that was question number 1. And we have 4 more questions, and I'm gonna go around again, probably to my sisters again. I have 3 sisters, by the way. So, yeah. So we're gonna move on to our next question now. Okay, so for the 7th question, I am going to choose it since my sister's sleeping and I probably shouldn't be interrupting her. Yeah, so I'm gonna choose number 10, and it is going to be, the question is, would you rather stay up till midnight or 11 p.m. on New Year's Eve? I don't like staying up to 11 on midnight and then, like, having to go home, because we usually go to our friend's house for the New Year's Eve party, and yeah. So I like staying up till midnight to get the full experience. And yeah. So I would choose stay up till midnight on that one. Oh boy. Sorry, I'm on a desk right now. Okay. So the next question is going to be for my sister when she wakes up. So that might be in a little bit of a little while. But first, while I have you guys on here, I want to talk about my goals for 2023. My goal is to make a podcast at least once a week, unless I'm really busy because homework and stuff. But yeah, so that's one of my goals. My second goal is to try to, like, not stutter when I record these podcasts, like I kind of just, like, was a little bit ago, and say like and a lot less. And there it is again. Okay, yeah. So so those are 2 of my goals. And I would also like to, for 2023, I would like to be a more helpful person and more generous and stuff. And I, guys, okay, so I know this is really late Christmas in 2 days, but my goal for you guys, I want you to spend your own money. It doesn't have to be much, or if you want to ask your parents for money, you can, but I want you to spend your own money to buy a gift for a child or one of your friends for Christmas. Because, guys, it's so much better to give than to receive. And when you give and then the other people are happy, it's like, woohoo! Yeah, like, you feel so happy. And, like, yeah. So that will be my goal for you guys. is to spend some of your own money, or you can ask someone else in your family for money. And, like, just a $5 gift. It doesn't have to be anything expensive. Just, like, a small gift. I want you to give that to someone. It could be a kid at your church, a kid at school. It could be, or even your parents. Like, just, like, or a family member. Or someone who, or, like, buy someone who doesn't have, like, if they don't have a pair of socks in this winter weather or something. And you could buy them a pair of socks. Or, like, just something small could make someone's day so much brighter. And so that is my goal for you guys, is just buy a small gift for someone in the world. And, yeah, okay. So we're going to be moving on to our next question. And, yeah. Okay, so for the next question, we have my sister Kaya. She woke up from sleeping. And, Kaya, pick a number 1 through 10 that is not number 1, 2, 4, 5, 10, or 9, or 10.
3.
3? Okay. Would you rather be an Arctic fox or a snow owl?
Snow owl.
Why? Speak louder, please.
So I can fly.
She chose snow owl, if you guys couldn't hear that. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so we're going to move on to our next question. And that will either be number 7 or 8. For the question, which number it is. This was question number 8. Well, no, wait. Guys, I'm sorry if I'm confusing you. Kaya doesn't think my podcast is, like, cool. Therefore, she's never been in it. So, yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next question. Okay, so for the 9th question, we have Jonna again. Jonna, choose 7 or 8.
8.
Okay, would you rather have it always be winter or always summer?
I would choose winter. Because that is Christmas time.
Yeah, I would choose that too. Okay, so moving on to our next question, which will be the final question, number 7. Okay, so for the final question, number 7, would you rather play in snow or rain?
Oh, this is so difficult. Okay, well, I decide, JC, what would you pick, snow or rain?
Probably snow.
Yeah, I'm going to pick snow, too, just because I don't get to play in snow as often. Mm-hmm. Advantages to rain, it's not as cold.
Yeah.
But disadvantage, you get a lot more wet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's pros and cons, but I'm going to say snow. Final answer.
Okay. Jonna, what would you choose?
I'd choose snow. Here too.
Mm-hmm. Dad, what would you choose? Would you rather play in snow or rain?
Rain.
Okay, Dad says rain. Okay, so that is all we have for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please check out the other episodes of the podcast. You can check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Grace Loves Books. Please check out the other episodes of the podcast. I already just said that, but that's fine. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye!